Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dominique Bomonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, Episode 35. Today, we have one subject, one topic, one question, and one question only. What in the world is going on over there at Starbucks? What in the world is going on over there at Starbucks? If you know me, you know that I am a loyal and devout Seattletan, Seattonian, Seattle lover, native Seattlean. I don't even know what the terminology to use is. And so pretty much anything Seattle, I'm with. Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, Seattle's Best, Starbucks, whatever it is, I'm all about. And there are very few things that I attach myself to. When during this quarantine season, the DoubleTree said, we're going to release the recipe for our chocolate chip cookies. I mean, tens of people hit me up saying, oh my gosh, when I seen this, I thought of you. The same is true for this recent debacle with Starbucks. Before I begin, let me just say very clearly that Black Lives Matter, if you do not believe that Black Lives Matter, this is the wrong podcast for you. I stand in solidarity with my Black brothers and sisters who are fed up with the way that Black life is disregarded. I stand firmly as a Christian, a bona fide believer in Jesus Christ, and I believe that the disregard for Black lives is a sin and it dishonors God. And I stand resiliently for justice when it comes to the murder and the death of Breonna Taylor. I stand for Black life and justice when it comes to the death and murder of Ahmaud Arbery, and certainly the murder of George Floyd. I unequivocally stand here. Listen, I want you to know that I believe that God is a God of justice. I believe that those who have taken the time to march and to protest, they are doing the right thing. And I'm just going to leave it there. I am proud of the way that so many people of all races and ethnicities have gathered to make a statement that Black Lives Matter. However, what I realized, and I realized this morning as I was walking down the street from getting my own cup of coffee, which I will talk about in great detail in just a few minutes, I noticed that it is trendy to say Black Lives Matter. And I began to wonder if saying Black Lives Matter is just something to say in order for folks to keep their customer base. And I support those businesses who have gone beyond saying Black Lives Matter to eradicate systemic approaches to management and to dishonor of Black life in their businesses, in their personal lives. I honor the people who have stepped up to say, we have been wrong about the what we have done in whatever capacity that it is. I know that some will argue that many of the apologies have not been sufficient, but I just want to say that we have come a long way in 10 days, right? We are still in need of justice for those that are aforementioned, especially for Breonna Taylor, who after 1 a.m. on a March evening, a March morning, was sleeping in her apartment, and a no-knock warrant was allegedly provided, and someone barged into her home, and her boyfriend, a licensed gun holder, tried to protect himself and his girlfriend, and his girlfriend, Breonna Taylor, was shot 8 times while she rested. and there has been no justice. Those officers have not been arrested. In fact, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend has spent more time in prison than the officers who actually did what they did to her. And so I just want to say that anybody who has responded in any way, in a positive way, we honor you. But for everybody, there's more to do. Now, let me, I had to get that out of the way because I'm very passionate about that. And I believe that we have to be about what we're talking about. All of this is going on, protests around the country. People of all races and denominations are standing up to say Black Lives Matter. Businesses are being called upon to make public statements about their affirmation that Black Lives Matter. Starbucks, as well as many other companies, have made strides to do so. However, we have somewhat of a problem on our hands. And I will tell you that from my vantage point, not because I love Starbucks, not because I'm a native Seattle person, but from my vantage part, this is a very, very, very sticky situation. There's a lot of players that we have to consider, but I will tell you that in my heart of hearts, I have had my last cup of Starbucks today. I'm pondering what I need from Starbucks, but I wanted to just, this podcast is somewhat of me processing what's going on in the world. So here's what happened. Last week, Starbucks hosted a weekly workplace live event where they gathered Starbucks managers, right? And while they were gathering Starbucks managers, a question came from those managers about whether partners, also known as employees, could wear Black Lives Matter paraphernalia. Apparently, Starbucks told the managers that they would get back to them, and that they did, within a week in a weekly update that they sent to all baristas or all partners. In this update, they said the following. Last week, during our weekly workplace live event, store managers asked about your request to wear pins or t-shirts supporting Black Lives Matter movement. As a reminder, the dress code policy we have carefully considered and defined over the past few years, partners may only wear buttons or pins issued to the partner by Starbucks for special recognition or for advertising Starbucks-sponsored events or promotions, and one reasonably sized and placed button or pin that identifies a particular labor organization or a partner support for the organization, except it be, let's see here, except if it interferes with safety or threatens to harm customer relations or otherwise unreasonably interferes with the Starbucks public image. Pins must be securely fastened. Partners are not permitted to wear buttons or pins that advocate a political, religious, or personal view. In response to the question, this is the question about whether they could wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt or pin, our VP of Inclusion and Diversity, Zing Shaw, remember that name, Zing Shaw, shared an additional context on why clothing and accessories highlighting Black Lives Matter do not carefully adhere to policy. You can view her remarks here, and there's a link. This is, I'm reading directly from the alleged memo that came to all employees. Here in this video, she explains there are agitators, listen to this very closely, there are agitators who misconstrue fundamental principles of Black Lives Matter movement and in certain circumstances intentionally repurpose them to amplify divisiveness. We know your intent is genuine and understand how personal this is for so many of us. This is important and we hear you. In addition to the actions we are taking as a company to listen, learn, and support our communities, which Kevin shared last week here, and there's a link, our leaders are discussing how we can show up and stand united with with the our Black partners, customers, and community members while proudly wearing the green apron in our stores. In the meantime, you can show support for Black partners by wearing the Black Partner Network's Keep It Brewing t-shirt. You can order it here. And then they list ways to get involved. And it says, lastly, to learn and take action, read Inclusion and Diversity Team's top 5 ways to step up for racial justice. Now, here's some more. So this letter, we know, comes from the VP for Diversity and Inclusion. Her name is Zing Shaw. So I did a little research and found out that Zing Shaw, Zing is a nickname for Nzinga. Nzinga, a queen Nzinga, we can talk about that a little bit later. She's a Spelman grad who is very, very, very much rooted in diversity and inclusion. I'm going to read to you a little bit of a letter or an article that was written in the Puget Sound Business Journal back in November of 2019 when she came on board. And I'll tell you a little bit about what it says about her. Well, she was the Atlantic Hawks executive who is moving to Seattle after accepting a new position with Starbucks. She was one of the Atlanta's Business Chronicle 40 Under 40 in 2017. She went to Spelman. She has a graduate degree, it looks like, from Penn State. She is a strong advocate for diversity and inclusion. I'm going to find another article because the one that I was reading. Okay. So Starbucks, this is the article, actually, I'm reading it from PR Weekly. It says, Starbucks has hired Nzinga Shaw, Global Chief of Inclusion and Diversity. Shaw wrote in a LinkedIn post that she is thrilled to join such an iconic brand as Starbucks to leverage the power of inclusion, one cup, one person, and one community at a time. Sarah Bowen most recently led Starbucks' inclusion and diversity efforts, but exited the company this year to join Boeing as VP of Global Diversity. Shaw is joining the coffee giant from Atlanta Hawks and Phillips Arena, where she has been the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer since 2014. I'm overly grateful to the Hawks ownership, CEO Steve Koonin, the NBA organization, for giving me an opportunity to create internal and external programs with diversity to the core. This is what Nzinga Shaw is saying. Shaw previously served as the Senior Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion Officer and head of Southwest and Southwest Hiring for Edelman, which she joined in 2010. She has also worked at the NFL, Yes Network, and Essence Magazine. So this is not some like person that they picked up from off the street. This is a sister who has decided that she wants to tell the employees, the partners of Starbucks Global, that she feels, and I repeat, that the reason why they should not wear the Black Lives Matter pins or anything, because she believes that there might be some gross misinterpretation or misrepresentation that are against the fundamental principles of Black Lives Matter. And I guess my question to her is, why does that matter? Okay, so let's go back and see, prior to this, what response did Starbucks have in general? Because the question is that nobody questioned Starbucks until they said that the employees couldn't wear the shirts. And I feel where people are coming from, because if let's say Starbucks did a great job of supporting Black Lives Matter up front. If they did, we're going to find out, because I'm going to go look right. I'm talking, I already looked at this, but I need to refresh my look. If they did, you know, why have a public front to say we support something? Why say Black Lives Matter up front and then in the background not allow employees to wear a pin or a t-shirt, and then tell them that they can support Black Lives Matter by wearing a Starbucks shirt that does not say Black Lives Matter. So this is what they released on June 4th. On June 4th, they said, they posted on their Facebook page, they said, Black Lives Matter. We are committed to being a part of change. You can find educational resources at xbucks.co/learn. They said Black Lives Matter. So if Black Lives Matter, the terminology, is being misconstrued and used divisively, then why do you use it on your Facebook page? They drop four green squares talking about their perspective. This is the first one. This is on June 4th, y'all. It says, we are committed to taking action, learning, and supporting our Black partners, customers, and community. If you are committed to taking action, then why are you telling your Black employees that they, in the midst of this global crisis where people around the world are declaring that there is value in Black lives, all races, all creeds, all religions are saying Black Lives Matter, and you're saying that when your employee comes to work, they have to decide that they cannot bring this part of them amidst this national, I mean, do y'all understand why I can't get my words out? Because it's just unbelievable to me. Because I'm looking at what you say, and then I'm looking at what you do in the background. Listen, there's the second one. They said Starbucks Foundation is committed to $1 million to organizations promoting racial equity and more inclusive and just communities. Organizations will be nominated by Starbucks employees and partners. So cool. You're going to let the employees tell you which organizations to support. Then they say, we will continue to work to confront bias and racism. Now, first of all, I don't know who Nzinga Shaw is. She looks like a good person. She went to Spelman, HBCU love. I didn't go to one, but I honor and respect what they do. I wish I would have went to one sometimes. I don't have any problem with that. But if you as a Black person inside of an institution get to define or describe what Black Lives Matters to the upper echelons of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, and all these different people, then what you are, you're pretty much taking the value away from what the organization stands for, and then you're allowing that definition or the possibility of the mission of Black Lives Matter being misconstrued, you're allowing that to permeate all levels of the organization because of your personal opinion. So the question is it your personal opinion, or did Howard Schultz say, nah, we ain't doing no Black Lives Matter stuff, and you need to come up with a reason why we're not doing it? If that be the case, why did y'all put on y'all's Facebook on June 4th that Black Lives Matter? I don't understand that. So if you are confronting bias and racism, and I'm not saying that wearing a pin or a t-shirt is a way of confronting bias and racism, but what it does is it lets the employee of the company know that they are supported, the movement is supported by the company. It also lets the customer who walks in the store, who frequents every Starbucks, most of us every day, it lets us know that we are going to places and spending our hard-earned money at places that believe that our life matters. And you say that they can't wear a pin. They can wear a pin I'm going to get to that pretty soon because I'm going to get mad. And then it says, you can access these courses at no cost. So we can go listen to some free anti-bias resources and trainings on the Starbucks website. But the Black barista that wants to represent Black Lives Matter during this crazy time in our country has to go on the website and buy a Black Partners t-shirt. Okay. Then they close out by saying this: we are actively hosting open and necessary conversations with our partners and employees about racism the Black community faces. Our work does not end here. And again, they say we are committed to taking action, learning, and supporting Black partners, customers, and Black communities. My thing is, I don't want to see a Black person laid off because they work at Starbucks because we boycotted. I really don't want to see that. I'm concerned about that, right? But I also don't want y'all lying, right? I don't want y'all saying that y'all are having these courageous conversations. This is what they said on June 1st. The path forward requires open and honest conversation about racial injustices. On Saturday, Starbucks partners came together in an open forum and shared their stories, listened and supported one another. It's going to take each of us as compassionate people and concerned citizens to drive necessary changes for a more inclusive and just world. Read the full letter from our CEO, Kevin Johnson. So I'm going to, they said they had this courageous conversation in the wake of George Floyd's murder. I just have a lot of questions about what it is that they believe they're standing for. Here's what I think can happen, because we do have a little bit of a challenge, because there was one day last week where we said that we didn't want people typing out Black Lives Matter because we wanted the movement to be about George Floyd, and we felt like people were fronting. I can understand that, because I walked the downtown streets of Sacramento, California, and I seen that people had drawn Black Lives Matter on buildings. We've seen countless videos of white people writing Black Lives Matter on buildings and being destructive, and Black people saying, no, we have not asked you to do that. So we do have I do agree that we have a challenge with what the essential mission is when it comes to Black Lives Matter, because there is the saying and then there is the organization. I even seen somebody asking, what are they doing with the money? So we have a lot of questions that we need to have answered, and that we need to make a lot of clarification between what people are graffitiing on police officer buildings and what the organization stands for. Let's go, and this is just for the, this is for the benefit of Ms. Shaw, who is telling her Black partners and interested individuals that they can go, that having something that says Black Lives Matter might misconstrue or might lead to some type of divisiveness. Let's see what the Black Lives Matter wants for us as individuals to know about who they are, because I think that you can make very clear who you are based on the values that you share on your website and what you stand for. Because we're not talking about the saying, we're talking about the organization. And it's not up to Ms. Shaw to make a determination as to whether the shirt that I wear, if I'm a partner at Starbucks, is for the organization or the saying. Forget that. This, the Black Lives is what matter, right? This is what the Black Lives Matter website says they are. This is for Ms. Shaw, not for me. It was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderers. Black Lives Matter Foundation Incorporated is a global organization in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada, whose mission is to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence inflicted on Black communities by the state and the vigilantes, by combating countering acts of violence, creating a space for Black imagination and innovation, and centering Black joy, we are winning immediate improvements in our life. Then they go on to say that we are expansive, we affirm the lives of Black queer and trans folks and disabled folks and undocumented folks and folks with records, women, and all Black lives along the gender spectrum. Our network centers on those who have been marginalized within Black liberation movements. We're working for the world while Black lives are no longer systemically targeted for demise. We affirm our humanity, our contribution to this society, and our resilience in the face of deadly oppression. The call for Black Lives to Matter is a rallying cry for all Black lives striving for liberation. What did we just read? Oh, no, I forgot a line. Let me go back. We are expansive. We are a collective of liberators who believe in an inclusive and spacious movement. We also believe that in order to win and to bring as many people with us along the way, we must move beyond the narrow nationalism that is all too prevalent in Black communities. We must ensure we are building a movement that brings us all to the front. Let me ask you, based on what you just read, what about what I just read affirms the following statement from Ms. Nzinga Shaw of Starbucks when she says, she explains, there are agitators who misconstrue the fundamental principles of the Black Lives Matter movement and in certain circumstances intentionally repurpose them to amplify divisiveness. This is her response to somebody who wants to wear a shirt or a pin that says Black Lives Matter. Listen, if a person is at work making coffee, what opportunity do they have to do any of the things that you just described? I don't understand. So Starbucks has a problem. They have a branding problem. They have a problem with Black men, because we have not forgot when those two Black men were kicked out of the Starbucks out in the East Coast. They have a challenge with timeliness. They have a challenge with people who are responsible for diversity and inclusion, but somehow do not believe that Black lives matter for those individuals who want to wear a t-shirt and a pin. They have a problem with their branding because their website says one thing, but their diversity and inclusion officer says something else. So they got a problem. Now, the reality is that Starbucks has done some great things for the Black community. I have some wonderful friends who are doing great work across this country, and I know that Starbucks is doing great things. I see this primarily as a management problem. I see it as a messaging problem, because I know that when I walk into the Starbucks, me personally, when I walk into the Starbucks, I know that the people who serve me every day at Truxell and Natomas Boulevard are people who honor me and who respect me and who see me as a person as I see them as people. And so I know that this is not like a every Starbucks, every partner kind of issue. This is a issue from the top, but issues from the top permeate. We're talking about systemic racism and bias, and there's something in this whole situation that's not being said. So I can rant on, but I feel like it's important to provide some solutions. Am I going to go to Starbucks tomorrow? No, because I got some demands. I got some concerns. I want to see the Black Lives Matter movement and Starbucks come together. I want to see, because I'm tired of apologies, and I'm also tired of publicity stunts. I'm tired of that. I want to see these organizations come together. I want to see them talk about what the organization stands for. I want to see a partnership, just like they have a partnership with the LGBTQA community. They come out with cups. They come out with all kinds of paraphernalia. And they say that they don't represent political and personal issues. But that's not true, because your sexual identity is technically a political or personal issue. Right? It's one that they have chosen to undergird. So if they can undergird that issue, they need to also undergird Black life if they want Black customers and Black partners and Black businesses to support them. And so there needs to be some coming together of some outside folks that can help them best understand it. And listen, Ms. Shaw, love you. Sounds like you got a great background in diversity and inclusion. You messed up. You messed up. And if somebody else positioned you to make this mistake, then they need to come out to your rescue. They need to say something, right? So Starbucks has all these opportunities. And I want to say that I recognize that Starbucks is doing a lot in the community. I recognize the impact of community stores. I recognize what they're doing for youth. I recognize that they said that they would be donating money to organizations that work towards equity. I want to see a list of those, and I want to know about the process and how those partners are able to request those funds. I recognize the community service that they're doing. I see what they're doing for veterans and military. I appreciate that a Black woman is at the helm running diversity and inclusion. I appreciate all that. I ain't gonna take nothing away from them. But I got a problem with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. It just doesn't make sense. And if it's a technicality, like if it's just the opinion of one Black woman that is permeating or being perpetuated throughout the organization, and if, let's say, you know, Kevin Johnson, the president and CEO of Starbucks, was like, hey, you know, Nzinga Zing Shaw, whatever it is you want to do, you just tell me and I'll support you. Let's say that that's the conversation that happened. And she came up with all the things that she said, which is probably true because she does make, she could potentially, I haven't watched the video, so maybe she did make some good points about how the Black Lives Matter movement is confusing and how people are using it for evil or whatever. But, like, I'm sorry, poor timing of the message. How do you expect for your partners to receive this message that they, amidst this global crisis, this global response to the disrespect for Black lives, they, if a person is going to work an 8-hour shift, they have to take a break from their recognition of life and respect and honor to bring honor and glory to the green apron, and the green apron has no respect for what they are going through and experiencing. And I'm just talking about Black baristas. I even got on the allies of Black Lives Matter, right, that work and partner with Starbucks, right? And so I just need to know a little bit more about this, because Black folks drink coffee and we support Starbucks. And as a Black person that goes to Starbucks every day, I am genuinely and utterly disappointed. I am disappointed. I am disappointed in Starbucks for the decision that they made for these employees. I'm disappointed in the timing. I'm disappointed in the delivery. I'm disappointed in the mismanagement of the messaging. And most of all, I'm just disappointed in the decision, right? And I know I was going to say something about solutions, but then I ran out of time and got carried away, and now I'm back. But I do believe firmly that there needs to be a real conversation between big businesses that benefit hugely from Black communities. There needs to be a real conversation about this movement. And I think I'm holding Starbucks to a high standard because Washington is a really liberal place. And if they have a beautiful campus there in Washington and just beautiful people, and their employees deserve better. And so do their customers. So I'd love to hear what y'all think. I know I just ranted off for 45 minutes, but listen, I feel all this. I know people are wondering what I'm going to do because they know I go there all the time. I'm taking a break because I want to learn more. I would love to talk to Ms. Zing Shaw. I'd love to talk to her more. If you want to talk, you can hit me up. Somebody give me her number. I'd love for her to go off on me. I'd love to go off on her. Actually, no, I respect her, so I wouldn't go off on her. But I just want to know more about how she wrote this, how she penned this letter without thinking that there would be no backlash. Okay? This is episode 35 of Season with Salt. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen to my podcast. And I just want to say that every day we have the opportunity to be courageous. And if you have breath that you are breathing right now, you have an opportunity to make a stand for Black lives. You have opportunity to pursue justice for Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd. And I hope that you will do that. And it doesn't matter if you're Black or white or orange or yellow, like, Black lives should matter to you. And for those that say, well, all lives should matter, you are correct. All lives should matter. But as they say, all lives will not matter until Black lives matter. Be blessed.